This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good morning to you. I'm Pastor Brian de Villiers. I'm so glad to be with you again this morning as we study the Word of God together. And today I want to speak to you about let us encourage each other. And I want to read from Hebrews chapter 10, and I'm reading verses 19 to 25, and this is what it says. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from all an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting, encouraging one another, as so much more you see the day approaching. And then from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that he set before us, looking off unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now, I want us to look at verse 24 again, and this is what it says. Let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. That's what it says to us. Let us encourage each other. In a sermon entitled The Need for Encouragement, a preacher declares that no one is exempt from the need to be encouraged by other people. This is particularly true in family circles. Husbands need encouragement from their wives, and wives need encouragement from their husbands. Mothers need encouragement from their children, and children need constant encouragement from both mother and father. It is interesting to note how our text is translated by various versions. The King James Version puts it, let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works. And Hebrews 10:24, provoke means to arouse us to action, to excite, to stir up the feelings. The word is often used with reference to arousing one to anger, but in our text, it is a strong word used to encourage love and good works. The Revised Standard Version translates the verse, let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works. Stir up means to move, to excite, to agitate. Today's English translation, our text says, let us be concerned for one another, to help one another to show love and to do good. To be concerned is to show interest or care. To help is to provide assistance. The New International Version puts it this way, let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. To spur is to prompt or to motivate. Whatever the version used, the verse urges us to help one another practice self-giving love and perform good works for God and others. Now let me say this to you this morning. Number one, let us encourage one another. We live in a day and age where there's very little encouragement. We are told to do many things. Sometimes people never say thank you or please. But here I'm speaking this morning about let us encourage one another. The imperative is all-inclusive in its necessity. Every one of us will need encouragement during the coming week that we are facing as we attempt to achieve various goals. Achievement is always the result of overcoming obstacles. And this imperative is all-inclusive in its application. God's will for us and for each of us is to be a cheerleader of others. Number one, husbands and wives should encourage each other as they work toward a happy and successful marriage. Number two, parents should encourage their children, especially through words of appreciation. Too often parents are overly generous with criticism and stingy with no encouragement whatsoever. You need to do this. You should become first in your netball team or in your rugby team. You should do this. You should do that. How about just letting them play the game for a change and not always being put under pressure? Let's encourage them to be the very best they can do in what they're doing. Number three, children can greatly encourage their parents by their choices and their conduct. Teachers have a marvelous opportunity to encourage students to achieve excellence. A student can also be a great encouragement to the teacher when the teacher knows that you've grasped something that he or she has taught you. In employer-employee relationship, there's much room for improvement in encouraging each other. I've always believed that as we encourage people even in the workplace, you will see that they will produce more work. Just encourage them and put them in the right direction. Good coaches are those who can encourage their team as a whole to strive for excellence and do their very best, whatever sport it is. Number seven, all Christians should consider themselves part of God's cheering squad to encourage other Christians. Number two, why is continuous encouragement needed? An illness that often goes undetected afflicts many of us. It is called depression. We live in a world today where there's so many people that are suffering from depression. I'm dealing with it as a pastor with people all the time. And I've been greatly challenged to the way we have to deal with many young people. Young people are depressed. Young people can't find work. Young people sometimes have taken the wrong course at university or at a technicon. And so young people feel that there's no future for them and they feel depressed. People have a tendency to become discouraged even while doing helpful and significant work. Why is this so? I believe, A, some reasons within ourselves make living by the principle of love and helpfulness difficult. By nature, we are immature and self-centered. I want you to think about that this morning. Immature and we self-centered. Everything revolves around me. And we find it easier to hate than to love. We find it easier to quit than to continue. I want to encourage somebody this morning. Maybe you feel like giving up. Maybe you want to throw in the towel. Maybe you want to quit in what you are doing. I want to say to you as a Christian this morning, come on. The Bible says you may fall seven times, but we rise again. We do not give up. We do not quit. We must overcome these inward inclinations. The right kind of encouragement can help us. And so I'm here this morning to encourage you to carry on. Do not give up and do not quit on the purpose and the destiny that God has for your life. Some reasons outside ourselves make living by the principle of love and helpfulness very difficult. We live in a self-centered world. Everybody's about themselves. That measures success largely in terms of having, acquiring, and accomplishing. There's not much encouragement for people to be anything other than self-centered. You see, people sometimes, and many people do, it's what they've got. My possessions, the new car, the house, the furniture, the things I've accomplished. And you know, these things can't make you happy forever. And that's why people become depressed and people are wanting more and more and more things. Materialism can never, ever satisfy you. And if you're trying to keep up with the Joneses or the Fundamavers, then it means that they have set the standard in your life. And so I say to you this morning, there's not much encouragement for people to be anything other than self-centered. And we need to hear it as Christians. We're not about ourselves. We should be living our lives for others. See, some reasons even within the Lord's work make it difficult for us to devote ourselves to a life of loving helpfulness to others. The sinful world in which we live provides no encouragement whatsoever. The world tells you today, make it to the top, climb the ladder of success, and it doesn't matter who you push down, who you kick on the way up. It doesn't really matter. The devil will do everything he can to create discouragement, despair, and defeat. You see, my friends, spiritual progress is always an uphill experience. The prevailing spirit of the world urges us to float downstream, and it is always hard to swim upstream. The author of Hebrews marshals the spiritual leaders of the past. We go back to Hebrews chapter 11, in the hall of fame and faith. There are people which have been called Faith's Hall of Fame so that they may cheer us on as we run the race of life that he set before us. What did Hebrews chapter 12 say? Therefore, and listen to what it comes after, therefore, we are also, since we're surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, all those whose names are found in Hebrews chapter 11. Yes, the cloud of witnesses, they're cheering each of us on today. You and I, they're inspiring us. They're telling us, go for it. Accomplish something with your life. Do what God has called you to do. And when you come to the end of life, you may have it written on your tombstone, I died empty. I gave life my best shot. You see, God has placed within every individual potential. Potential is untapped resources on the inside of you. There are many people today who are lying in a graveyard, and the graveyard can be the richest place in any city or town in South Africa. People have died. The books that were in them, they never wrote. The songs they should have written, the hymns they should have written, they never did it at all. They didn't accomplish their full potential. So we end up not giving life our best shot and coming to the end of life and saying, I've lived my life to the full. I've used the resources that God has given to me. So I want to say to you this morning, begin today. Be encouraged. Don't give up. Don't quit on what God has called you to do. But be an encourager. People you meet today, encourage them to go for it, that they might achieve, they might fulfill their purpose and their destiny in life. Because each one of us has been called by God, and we're called to run the race of life, but we need to run in our own lane. Do the thing you have been called to do by God. Let us encourage one another to have a greater faith in God. Are you trusting God? Trust God more. Put your faith in Him. Rest in Him. That's what the Bible says. Let us share with others our relationship with Jesus Christ so that we might impart to them the benefits of our faith. Today, tell somebody you're going through a trial or a difficulty. Do they know Jesus? And help them to come to know Jesus, and you can tell them that what He's done for you, and if He's done it for you, He will do the same for them. Let us encourage one another to make a sacrifice for God and for others. The measure of our sacrifice is the measure of our love and our faith. Until we are willing to sacrifice for our God and for others, our faith will not have much opportunity to develop. It's like a muscle. It can't develop. And you see, we've all been given a measure of faith. God has given that to us. But come on, let us exercise more. You know, when people exercise, they develop muscle. So we as Christians must develop our faith as we trust God more and more every day of our lives. Let us encourage one another to dedicate our lives to spiritual values. We live in a world that emphasizes materialistic values. The greatest values, however, are in the heavenly realm. It has been said that one's interests will always follow one's money. But this is true. We can be sure that our heart remains in God's work by investing in the church with our offerings that we bring to God and offerings and blessing other people in our church. There are people who are struggling. There are people who are battling. Let's start with the household of faith first, and then let's go to the neighbors and the community that we live in to try and help those who are struggling and those who are really in need. Let us encourage one another to live with eternity in mind rather than living with no thought of tomorrow at all. You see, as Christians, we're passing through. We're not living just for today. We're living for eternity. Let us encourage one another to be concerned for other souls. We can witness to those who come into our circle of our personal influence. We can contribute to missions and other organizations that take part to bring men and women and children into a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you can put some money, I'm asking you today, how about contributing to Radio Cape Pulpit as they preach the gospel day by day? 365 days a year, they proclaim the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why not think about helping them in the work that they're doing to reach our world with the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Let us encourage one another to involve ourselves in loving service so that we will truly be worth something to God and to others. How about in your local church, getting involved in something whereby you, a ministry of caring, a ministry of helping, maybe helping street people, maybe helping the poor, helping the needy, helping the aged in your community. Why not go out to an old age home and just cheer people up, bless them with some gift, but go in and make a difference? I pray that what you've heard this morning about encouragement, you yourself have been encouraged. May the Lord enable us to cheer one another onward as He seeks to encourage us. I'm encouraged, so I want to encourage you this morning. Go for it today. Encourage somebody else. Tell them you've done it well. You're doing good. You're looking good today. Encourage people. You'll be surprised at this response that you are going to receive as you encourage somebody else. And may He always put His Spirit within us and upon us, that we ourselves would help other people. We'll go out of our way to be a blessing. We bless to be a blessing, but we also bless to be an encouragement to others today. You might meet somebody today that's feeling so down, but you can help to lift them up. God will give you words to speak. God will guide you to the right people. Just go to Him today and say, Lord, lay some soul upon my heart and help me to love that person and be a blessing to them today. Now, I prayed in our time together. You've been encouraged this morning. Now I want to pray for you today as you are encouraged, but I'm also going to pray for you today if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. That can be the greatest encouragement, to have a living relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. It will change your perspective about life and living to know Jesus Christ in your life. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for the encouragement we receive today. I just pray that the words I've spoken will encourage somebody else who is listening this morning to go out of their way and encourage somebody else, to bless somebody else, to lift them up. They might be down, but we can lift them up with our words of encouragement as we encourage them to live life and to go for it and to be the best they can in whatever they're doing. But, oh God, I pray for those today. Maybe somebody in the sound of my voice has been listening today and they don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. They haven't got a relationship with God through Jesus. And I pray this morning they will surrender their lives to Jesus Christ and say, I need to come home, back to the Father. I need Jesus Christ in my life so I can be encouraged by Jesus to encourage somebody else. If you've never accepted the Lord Jesus, I'm going to ask you to do something in a moment. I'm going to ask you to put your hand in your heart and pray this prayer after me and say, Dear Lord Jesus, I realize today I have a great need of you. My life is empty without Jesus. And I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ is the divine Son of God. I open my heart, my life to Him. I ask Him to come into my life and to change me from inside out by the power of the Holy Spirit. I believe that, and I put my trust in Jesus. And thank you for loving me. Thank you for forgiving me. Thank you that you're going to use me today. And by your Holy Spirit, help me to become an encourager, to encourage other people. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. If you have made that decision, I'd like you to let us know about it at Radio K Pulpit. Won't you phone in and tell us? If you need some counseling, well, you just need to phone 021-180-5744. 021-180-5744. And there'll be somebody to help you and someone to encourage you today. Or you can phone me, Pastor Brian. You can phone me on 021-552-4096, Monday to Thursday between 9 o'clock and 12 noon. 021-552-4096. Thank you for being with me this morning. I pray you'll be encouraged and blessed today. In Jesus' name, I thank you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.